learning Hilchos Tefillah. The new Siman chapter says, Sar Shechavin Kenegin Eretz Yisrael. The significance of when we daven toward Israel. Rav Yosef Cairo states that Mimkomo L'Hispalel, with regard to the place, the daven Im Hoya Omeid B'chutz Aretz, if you're outside of Israel, Yaksa Ponav Kenegin Eretz Yisrael, that we should turn ourselves in a direction toward Israel. V'Yechavin Gam Yerushalayim L'Mikdash L'Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. And not just to direct ourselves toward Israel, but specifically toward Yerushalayim, as well as the Beis HaMikdash and the Kodesh HaKadosh and the Holy of Holies. It's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. He says that even though a person perhaps may be impossible for them to face in this direction, the significance of what the Mechaber is telling us is Sheyachsha Belibo V'ra'ono Ki'ilu Hu Omeid B'Mikdash Asher Yerushalayim B'Mokim Kodesh HaKadosh. It's not just enough to face in this direction, but the significance is that when we're davening, we're supposed to have in mind the significance of the Beis HaMikdash and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, this central location of where Jewish people would meet and come together to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the significance of when we daven in that direction. We're supposed to remind ourselves of the Beis HaMikdash, which stood, and the holy area called the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Mechaber says the Hoya Omeid be'Eretz Yisrael. If you're in Israel itself, Yaksav Ponav Kenegin Yerushalayim. Then obviously you have to face Yerushalayim. So if you're in the south, then you have the southern part of Israel. You have to daven north. V'Yechavin Gam LaMikdash LoBeis Kodesh Kedoshim. Similarly, you're supposed to have that kavana, that intention that you're davening toward the Kodesh Kedoshim. Hoya Omeid be'Yerushalayim. If you're in Yerushalayim itself, Yaksav Ponav LaMikdash. Then in Yerushalayim you should daven toward where the Beis HaMikdash once stood. And the reason for these things is there's actually psukim which tell us, such as davening toward Yerushalayim. The pasuk says, "Ispalel Hashem derech ha'ir asher b'charta," that I daven to Hashem, the city which you have chosen. By the Beis HaMikdash, the pasuk tells us, "Ispalel el habayis hazeh," we daven toward this house, specifically the house, the Beis HaMikdash. So at all these different times, the person is supposed to constantly direct their attention toward the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So no matter where a person is, we're always davening to the same place. V'anu, says the Ramah, we, Shemachzirim Panenu L'Mizrach, we daven east, which is a custom of those who live in the United States also. Mimnei She'anu Yoshvim B'Marav Shel Eretz Yisrael. It's because we live west of Israel. And of course, because the world is not flat, the truth is you can daven west, and eventually you'll be getting there as well. But obviously, it's closer to Eretz Yisrael. It's only 7 time zones from here to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, we daven east, as opposed to west, which is a further distance. V'nimsa p'neinu l'me'el Eretz Yisrael. This way, this is how we're supposed to face Eretz Yisrael. And the Mechaber tells us that in a situation, mishenu yochel chavin haruchos, let's say you're in the middle of the wilderness, in the forest, you have no idea way to turn, you don't know where east is, you forgot your compass at home, you're not a good boy scout. Yechavin libo l'av yishuvah shemayim. Then, by directing your heart toward the Our Father in Heaven, even though you don't know necessarily where to daven, daven. That's good enough. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, with regard to the halacha of davening facing east, l'fish yisarach l'spal etzad mizrach, because we have this obligation to daven in this direction, nuhag l'kboa ha'hechel shesefer Torah betocho b'kosel mizrachi. Makes sense that when you fashion and construct a shul, you should do it in a way that the heichal, which is what holds the Sifrei Torah, it should be put in that direction, should be by the eastern wall, so that when people are davening toward east, in front of them is also where the Sifrei Torah are housed, where they're kept. V'im I efshel l'kboa b'mizrach yikba b'daro. If it's impossible for you to set up the heichal in such a place, in the east, do in the south. However, don't put the heichal in the opposite place, by the west, the opposite direction. And it's interesting what he says. Why? Because if it would be in the west, when you're davening east, your back will be toward the heichal. That's not something which we want to do. So the daven in the Sifrei Torah, the heichal is on the sides of us, that's not an issue. But for it to be behind us, that's not something which a person should do. Umihu, says the Mishnah Berurah, which is an interesting halacha brought down over here that not everyone's familiar with, if you have the heichal where the Sifrei Torah are on a different wall, not toward the east, You still are supposed to daven to the east. It's not the most important thing to daven toward the direction of where the Heichal, where the Aron is, but you should daven toward Yerushalayim, even if that may not be the wall where the Aron is stationed. The Mishnah Berurah then continues and says, V'im amad l'safan oladarim. Let's say, for example, that a person is standing in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, and you're supposed to be davening east, but you realize that you made a mistake, and here you are davening toward the north or to the in the south, southern directions. You're embarrassed. If someone sees you, someone's going to say, "Wait, you're supposed to daven Mizrach. What are you doing?" So you're embarrassed, so maybe you should move your feet. No. The halacha states that when you're middle of the Shemona Esrei, you're not supposed to move your feet at all. You're supposed to keep them planted in the ground. And therefore, if you are davening north or south, better not to move your feet. Eli akim panav lemizrach v'daibazet. Just as long as you move your head, or if you're able to physically move your body a little bit slanting toward the east, that's sufficient. So even though your feet are facing north or south, but if you're able to move your body in such a way, so you're now turning your body a little bit toward the east, that's much better than moving one's feet. And it's even in the situation, Sha'omid Pana Lamarov, let's say you're supposed to be davening east, you realize you're davening not just at a 90 degree angle wrong, but 180 degrees, you're davening west, the opposite direction of the direction you're supposed to daven in. So what are you supposed to do? Yechavin Libo Lukasha Kadashim. Even in that case, you're not supposed to move your feet. Better that you should keep your feet not moving, and to be able to daven and just dedicate your heart and set your heart toward the Kaddish Kaddash. And that's much better than moving one's feet. Because once a person's davening, that's where you're supposed to stand. You're not supposed to move. One last halach, which is brought down the Ramah, appropriate because we are entering second day of Rosh Chodesh, about Kislev, so perhaps this is a proper time to throw in a little bit of Chanukah. It tells us, with regard to davening toward the east, that if a person wants specific things in their tefillos, a person is able to direct themselves by not davening due east, but by turning either closer to the north, northeast, or closer to the south, southeast. And it says, Harotze lahashir yaspi. A person wants wealth. How do you want to figure out if someone's davening for wealth? Just as long as you know that this person knows these laws, just look at how they're standing in the Shemona Esrei. So if they're davening not due east, but a northeast, that shows that that's a hint, a siman to be able to amass wealth. And the significance for this is in the Kaddish itself, where the Beis Hamikdash stood, one of the items that was found in the Kaddish, the Holies, was the Shulchan, where the showbreads, the Lechem Apanim, were stationed, were there. And the breads represent the wealth. And therefore, when a person davens, you should daven not just east, but a little bit toward the north, and by doing so, you will be davening like toward where the Shulchan stood, and therefore you'll be davening for wealth. However, a person who is not interested, that's not their number one priority, but yet you also want some other things to daven for, such as knowledge, such as wisdom, lahachim yadim. A person who wants to amass chachma, knowledge, Torah and wisdom, then you should daven not just due east, but a little bit to the south. Because also in the Kodesh, the opposite of where the Shulchan was stationed, on the southern side of the Kodesh, was the menorah. And the menorah was placed in the south. And of course, the significance, we talked a little bit last night, for those that are able to come to the Seudah, the significance of the flames represents not just light, but Torah or, but it represents the light of knowledge. And therefore, when a person wishes to amass chachmah, wisdom, a person is able to daven not due east, but a little bit to the south, southeast. But either way, a person davens one direction, that direction. The key of these particular halachot are that a person needs to daven toward the Kaddish HaKadoshim, and if they're unable to do so, if they don't know where that is, Yechavin Libo Lavim Shema Shemayim, direct your heart toward it, and that certainly is more than sufficient. God bless you.